In this bulletin, tributes of former Labor Prime Minister Bob Hawke, who has died at the age of 89. A new poll finds 71% of Australians want a more diverse parliament. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios apologises for throwing a chair across the court during the Italian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the nation has lost a favourite son with the death of former Prime Minister Bob Hawke. The 89-year-old former Labor leader died at home yesterday. Mr Shorten says Mr Hawke, who led the nation from 1983 to 1991, changed Australia for the better, bringing people together, modernising the economy and protecting the environment.
We all loved Bob Hawke. We'll miss him a great deal. May he rest in peace. The condolences of my party and my movement to the great Bob Hawke.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has thanked late leader Bob Hawke for his service to the nation, saying he made Australia stronger through his contribution to public life. Mr Morrison has paid tribute to the former Prime Minister, saying he had a great intellect, enormous passion and courage. The Prime Minister has confirmed that a pair of Rwandan men were cleared by Australian security checks despite previously facing trial for the murder of Western tourists. Scott Morrison says the two men have been settled in Australia but insists they've been cleared of war crimes. Dr. Wendy Lamborn from the University of Sydney's Centre for Peace and Conflict Studies says even if the men didn't commit the crimes they're accused of, the deal is still concerning.
Regardless of that particular massacre, they are still members. They were still members, apparently, of that group that was accused directly of the genocide, and therefore would have been open to some kind of justice and/or reconciliation process within Rwanda if they were living in Rwanda.
An essential research poll commissioned for SBS News has found 71% of Australians believe the country would benefit from a greater diversity in Parliament. 46% of respondents thought having more female MPs would benefit the country, while 40% thought having a bigger number of younger MPs also would. About a third of people called for greater representation from Indigenous Australians and people with a disability. 17% think more people from the migrant and LGBTIQ plus communities would also be of benefit. The poll was conducted last week with 1,200 respondents taking part. And overseas, China has threatened to retaliate against US sanctions seen as an attempt to restrict international trade by the Chinese technology giant Huawei. The White House on Wednesday issued an executive order to ban foreign-made telecommunications equipment, which the US deems poses an unacceptable risk. Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang says China opposes countries imposing unilateral sanctions on Chinese companies and would take action. The ACT Parliament has declared a climate emergency in the national capital, becoming the first Australian state or territory to do so. ACT Minister for Climate Change and Sustainability, Shane Rattenbury, moved a motion calling on the major parties to acknowledge a state of climate emergency requiring urgent action. Mr. Rattenbury says the government will need to consider what every decision it makes means for climate change, emissions, and the climate crisis. The voices of people with dementia will be heard on the final day of a Royal Commission hearing focusing on residential aged care. An expert on ageing and dementia, a man who has dementia, and the head of an advocacy group for people with the disease will give evidence at the Aged Care Royal Commission later today. Counsel assisting the commission will also make closing statements to wrap up the 8-day hearing in Sydney. And to sport and tennis, Nick Kyrgios has apologised for storming off the court in his second round match with Casper Ruud in the Italian Open. In a message posted on Instagram, Nick Kyrgios admitted, "Emotions got the better of me," after he was fined €20,000 for unsportsmanlike conduct and also lost his prize money. The Australian was given a game penalty, reportedly for swearing, after which he kicked a bottle, threw down his racket, hurled a chair on the court, picked up his bag and walked off. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny 17, Adelaide sunny 22, Melbourne sunny 19, Hobart mostly sunny 18, Canberra early frost sunny 19, Wollongong sunny 22, Sydney sunny 23, Newcastle sunny 24, Brisbane shower 224, Cairns showers 28, and Darwin possible shower or storm 32. This is SBS News.